every day, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching on the importance of the local church. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome back to Victory is Assured. I know you're going to have a great week. We've been talking about the importance of the local church now for about 2 weeks, and this might sound like a strange subject to you coming from a radio minister, but the truth of the matter is here at Kurt Owen Ministries, the local church is extremely important to us, not just here at our churches. We have three, one in Clewiston. We're helping out with one now in West Palm Beach, and then one in Port St. Lucie. That's in Florida. And then, but around the world, the local church is extremely important in the body of Christ. But to be honest with you, very few people understand why they're supposed to go to church. They understand what's the importance of church. And I'm not talking about just church people. I'm talking about pastors as well. And pastors, if you're there and you're listening to this, I want you to get a revelation of how important what you do is the body of Christ. You might have backed off a little bit because maybe you're a dual occupation pastor. Maybe the people didn't receive you well. Maybe you've had some challenges. And so it's like, you're just not giving 100% of your effort anymore. Whatever that reason is, I need you to understand how important you are to the body of Christ. More importantly, Jesus needs you to understand that. Now, you, if you're a congregation member, I need you to understand how important your church is and how important your pastor's office is, and that there's a reason that you basically need to bench your rear end out of bed on Sunday morning and get there. That it's not enough to watch it online. I think we've already covered that, but Paul said, I would see your face that I might perfect that which is lacking in your faith. But I want to go a little bit further again as far as what is the importance of the local church. I'm going to cover a little of the same things. If you go to KurtOwen.com, you can catch up on these. We've already done, I think, 10 of these. And also, if you sign up to be a partner with us right now, you're going to get five, I think they're about an hour and 15-minute messages on this subject that are far more elaborate on this and go deeper into it. But these will help you. Okay, and I really do believe if you will become a member of a good local church, and remember, a good local church, and we'll define that as we go, that it will change your life forever. Now, again, go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com. They're absolutely free, not trying to sell you anything. You can go there and you will receive those. Our partners make that available to you, okay? So again, this is in 1 Timothy 14. We've covered a lot of this. These things I write to you that though I hope to come to you shortly, but if I'm delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth. Okay, so here it is. This was so important, Paul needed to share this. Now, he says that there is a place that is a house of God, which is the church of the living God, which is the pillar and the ground of the truth. It is the thing that you have that keeps things standing up. It's the thing that you have that keeps things steady. You need to realize how important that is. It's also the foundation, and it's the pillar and the ground of the truth. It's where you go to get established in the Word of God. So why do I go to church? Because it's the pillar and the ground of the truth. Because there I get my foundation in truth. There I get the support and the stability that comes from having a pillar. Now, again, this has a lot to do with the pastor's office. And if you go with me to Matthew chapter 9, most of this is review, but it's important. In Matthew chapter 9, and getting in around verse 35, It says, then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Okay, these people had some issues, right? They're sick and they've got some challenges. He's preaching the gospel of the kingdom. He's healing and he's teaching. So they're having the very best teaching, the very best preaching, and they're being healed. But there's still a problem. He says, but when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them because they were wearied and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. Now at that time, Jesus is not acting as a pastor, maybe around his disciples, but by and large because he's going from city to city because he has something he's trying to establish. And so even though these people had the very best teaching available, they still needed the shepherd because it says, then he said to his disciple, it says that they were wearied and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is truly plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest. In other words, we need some shepherds in here, boys. They're having the very best teaching, but they're not going to be, they're going to continue to be wearied and scattered if we don't get some shepherds in place. And we started to look in the Old Testament where the Father was looking forward to having the pastors. Now again, Jesus is saying, even after hearing him, in order for them not to be scattered, in order for them not to be wearied, they're going to need shepherds. Okay, and I'm not slighting Jesus. He's the one that said it. Now we started this, and this actually goes into what you should be looking into a local church. But if you go with me to Jeremiah, and we're going to start in chapter 3, and I apologize, I've got a new Bible, and it's got a lot of notes in it, which is messes up the feel of it. In Jeremiah chapter 3, and we're going to be looking at about, let's see, 15. And he said, and he's talking about after Jesus comes, and he says, and I will give you shepherds according to my heart. Now, we started to cover that, but notice that the thing I want you to get a hold of is pastors, he was looking forward to having you in the earth. He wanted you. He wanted your office in the earth. That's the reason that he was making you responsible for the pillar and the ground of the truth. Listen, this is also how you ought to look for a church. Do they have the heart of a shepherd? Do they have the heart of the Father? Do they desire to love the people? Okay? And he says this. He said, I will give you a shepherd according to my heart. Now notice what the shepherd's going to do. He's going to feed with knowledge and understanding. We've covered a little bit of this, but it's important to review. Listen, you know, let me say this, why this is so important. In Mark chapter 4, and in comparison in the other Gospels, we find the parable of the sower, okay? And the first ground says that the sower sows the word. And he says that he sows it among on the ground. And it says by the wayside where the word was sown. And it says that that word, the birds came down and devoured. It didn't even get into the ground, right? In other words, it's the only piece of ground in Mark chapter 4 where Satan could just come and get it. There was no opposition, nothing holding on to it. And if you compare them all together, it says that the reason that was able to happen is they heard the word and did not understand it. And so this is the reason that Jesus was putting pastors into the earth, is so that they could feed with knowledge of God, yes, but also understanding. Why? Because that is the first step in you being able to bear fruit in the kingdom of God, is hearing the word and understanding it. That's the reason, quite frankly, is that, you know, it's great if you know all these big words and you have these big vocabularies and you sound so smart and you know all this eschatology and stuff. But the name of the game is, guys, when the service is over, what do they understand? And if you're going to a church where you get really excited, and you might dance and stuff, and it's really impressive as service, but when it's over, you don't understand anything more than when you walked in, that might not be the right church. But pastors, this is why it's important that you meditate the Word, that you get into the Word, and that you spend time in the Word so that you can break it down in a way that anybody can understand it. Now, notice one of the benefits of this. I've only got a few more minutes here, but I want you to see this, that you will feed you with knowledge and understanding. In other words, when you go to church, you're supposed to get something out of it. It is not just the religious duty. It is for you to grow, for you to be stronger. And notice this, what happens when it comes to pass, when you are multiplied and increased in the land in these days. When you go to the service, and the pastor is believing he's anointed to do this in your life, and you're believing that the pastor's anointing to do this in your life, then you are going to be multiplied and increased in the land. Now, I believe this is in every area of life, spirit, soul, body, financial, and socially. Pastors, you can change people's lives forever if you will give yourself over to your calling. They will be multiplied and increased in the land in these days. This will be the growth of your church when you begin to put the things of Jesus first, when you begin to hear from Him. 10 says that if you won't seek God, that your sheep will be scattered from you. That's the exact opposite. But this is the importance of church, to be multiplied and increased, to be filled with knowledge and understanding, be multiplied and increased. Not only that, you'll know the presence of the Lord always. That's what the next part of this says. But are you starting to see here, pastors, why you're important? Congregants, are you starting to see why it's important you get out of bed? When your rear end tells you, I'm tired, I don't feel like going, yeah, but I'm going to go because I'm going to be fed with knowledge and understanding. I'm going to be stronger. I'm going to be more established in the truth. You know, here in Florida, we have 3 churches that you can partake of. But if you're in other places, if you'll contact us, because you need to hear your pastor more than you hear us. Because your pastor has this anointing to change your life forever, to get you established where you will not be wearied and scattered. Man, this is important. You know, so that you're not up and down and all this time. Now, can you go to church and this still happen? Absolutely, if you don't know how to handle this grace. But let me tell you something. After being born again and after being baptized in the Spirit, the most important thing is you get you a pastor and get into a strong local church. And a strong local church is not defined by programs, but by increasing your knowledge of Jesus and how to walk in His Word. I want you to listen to Michael, and if you've never made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, that is the first step. Listen to him on how to receive Jesus. Stay tuned for these important messages.
Kurt Owen Ministries wants you to know that God really loves you. He sent his son Jesus as a substitute for you. He took on your sins so you would not have to pay the penalty for sin. He also took on your sickness, disease, and injuries so that you would not have to suffer from them. In order for you to receive these benefits, you simply must accept Jesus as your Savior and make him your Lord. This is an easy and simple thing to do and will have wonderful eternal effects. Just believe that He is alive and that He loves you. If you want the power of the living God to change your life from the inside out, simply repeat this simple prayer. Say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Please save me. I believe that you are alive and that you love me and that you gave your life for me. I believe that because I'm asking, you are becoming alive in me right now. I give you my old life while I accept your life. I also make you my Lord. I commit to do what you say with the understanding that you will never burden me with things that I cannot do, but rather you lovingly teach me step by step. Holy Ghost, please also come into me now and empower me with the very power of God, the way that Jesus said that you would. Father, thank you for giving your son and accepting me so that now I can actually call you Father. If you have just prayed this prayer, we would like to put a couple of things in your hands that will help you on your new life. Simply email the words, I have been saved, to saved@kurtowen.com. Welcome to the family of God.
West of Old England, A WCNO corporate underwriter has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and